This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I look into
on the eve of its first vaccinations against COVID-19. The first vials of the Pfizer vaccine being put into place. Workers at the Pfizer plant near Kalamazoo, Michigan, taking them out of the sub-zero freezers, placing them in boxes packed with dry ice. UPS and FedEx hauling the first truckloads of the vaccine out from that plant. The first planes carrying the potential life-saving cargo landing in Louisville and Memphis.
This is total, absolute, triple admission by the Australian government of what we've known from the Indian scientist and the German scientist and the African scientist and the U.S. scientist and the Canadian scientist and the discoverer of the HIV virus, that when you scan the COVID-19 virus, it has had five viruses cut into it, one of them HIV. And the government just came out and halted their mRNA vaccine, because when you take it, you then test positive for HIV. Did you hear what I just said? You test positive for HIV.
All he really wanted for Christmas was a local vaccine, but
the University of Queensland vaccine will not be able to proceed.
50 million planned doses scrapped after triggering false positive results for HIV.
Australia expects to start vaccination next March and to have its whole population inoculated by the end of the year.
That these were false positives, I find a cover story. I think they were giving people HIV in these Franken shots. COVID-19 has HIV DNA genetically engineered right into it. And that was accomplished by the Wuhan BSL-4, which is China's Fort Detrick, sending a scientist down to Australia to work with the Australian Health Board on DNA genetically engineering the HIV into SARS. The statement coming out is by the director of the Australian Health Board. Right, that's the exact same people who DNA genetically engineered HIV into SARS that was taken back to the Wuhan BSL-4, China's Fort Detrick, and turned into COVID-19.
Now, there were four cases of Bell's palsy that occurred in the group that received the vaccine. Bell's palsy is a condition that causes temporary weakness or paralysis of certain muscles in the face. It is not clear that there is a connection to the vaccine.
In your view, America first, as the president might call it, not the right approach.
Well, the extreme idea that everybody should die until we have the very last American vaccinated, that's hardly the appropriate response.
A new Pew Research poll out last week showed that only 60% of the American people say they intend to get vaccinated. That includes less than half of Black Americans. How worried are you about the reluctance of Americans to take a vaccine, particularly among minority communities?
I think we have a real communications challenge, that you've got to find out who do people trust. You know, for some jobs, like working in a nursing home, the government could decide that it's important for those people to be vaccinated because that'll save a lot of lives. And so The track record will be developed, and I think we'll get over the 70%.
But the dystopians are building a dystopia for us because it's easier to manage, and they like it. The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab, the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuilding in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at InfoWars.com.
Going through a crisis which threatens its very future as free and democratic. The worldwide spread of Marxist materialism, which has already brought destruction and death to the lives of so many, and which has threatened the foundations of our nation for decades, and now seems to seize the governing power over our nation. To attain economic gains, we as a nation have permitted ourselves to become dependent upon the Chinese Communist Party, an ideology totally opposed to the Christian foundations upon which families and our nation remain safe and prosper. I speak of the United States of America. But evidently, many other nations are in the throes of a similar, most alarming crisis. Then there is the mysterious Wuhan virus, about whose nature and prevention the mass media daily give us conflicting information. What is clear, however, is that it has been used by certain forces inimical to families and to the freedom of nations, to advance their evil agenda. These forces tell us that we are now the subjects of the so-called Great Reset, the new normal, which is dictated to us by their manipulation of citizens and nations through ignorance and fear. Now we are supposed to find in a disease and its prevention the way to understand and direct our lives, rather than in God and in His plan for our salvation.
I haven't talked to a single nurse who has said that they want to take the vaccination. None of us want to have it. None of us want to be vaccinated with this COVID vaccine. Number one, it hasn't had enough people to know what the actual reactions are going to be. And two, we don't even know if it's really that safe.
And by the way, in national polls, two-thirds of people say they don't want to take it. They have polls of firefighter groups, police, medical groups, even higher numbers don't. But then the media act like it's weird that everyone's going to take it. That's total gaslighting. When I talk to nurses and doctors I know, the military I know that have been subjected to vaccines, they're the biggest critics of them because they know the pitfalls. And that's of regular vaccines, contamination, side effects, autoimmune responses. But they're now saying with these mRNA vaccines that go in and reprogram the mitochondria, that's not a vaccine. That's a mutagenic.
It changes your body. It absolutely changes your body and what your body can do, 100%. And like Like I said, I haven't talked to a single nurse who said that they want that vaccine. And the nurses that they're showing on TV that are taking those vaccines, you can't tell me that they either aren't being paid a lot of money, because that's what they are doing. They're wanting to pay us to, number one, take the vaccine and then give us a lot of time off when we do take the vaccine. So if it's a normal vaccine, why are you paying us and why are you giving us a lot of time off?
And by the way, have you noticed the image, not this year, but worldwide? It's a black nurse giving a black woman the vaccine. And it's the same thing in print, in shoot after shoot. Not just these two black women, it's other black women, because black folks statistically have learned about Tuskegee and learned about secret experimentation. And so they're saying they're not going to do it. And so they're literally showing black people taking the shot, hoping black folks take it. And this is diabolical.
Yeah, it's really sad. And it's like so many people are so brainwashed into watching what they see on TV instead of seeing what's happening in the world around them, that they don't understand or they don't realize, or they're just so incapacitated by what's being shown on TV that they think it's real. And it's not real. Like, if you talk to a real person, real nurse, a real doctor, like you said, a real firefighter, they're going to tell you what's really going on.
Well, they call flu and pneumonia deaths COVID. And we all know people really die of the flu. They die of pneumonia. My God, it's real. They just hear they have it. So, I better be in the hospital. And so for a cough and a fever, you're now in the hospital.
No, and see, it's not necessary. These people that are in the COVID unit, they don't even need to be there. They could be recovering at home. And these people with COVID, I mean, for the most part, it's not the COVID that they're in the hospital for. They have an underlying condition that's causing them to be hospitalized. It's not the COVID that's causing the death.
Well, I read this weekend in my hotel room in D.C., three more studies that just came out by prestigious medical facilities. 80% of hospitalized COVID patients were vitamin D3 deficient. Another was no one has died who was not deficient. These are facts. Yeah, there it is. They found it. 80% of COVID-19 patients in a Spanish study had vitamin D deficiency, and something like 46% of Americans have it. And again, the FDA says a very low level is enough. They keep lowering recommended daily analysis.
Hi, Stephanie. Thank you very much. Well, some of our viewers have raised questions about some video we showed you earlier this evening from today's UMC event, specifically the second vaccine that was administered. Now, we have some close-up video you're only going to see on 9 tonight, and apologies to those who are squeamish when it comes to needles. Now, in the video, you can see the UMC healthcare worker with his sleeve rolled up. But when it comes time for the injection, look at the top of the syringe. It appears the person administering the shot doesn't really push down on the plunger. It actually looks like the plunger is already depressed. Now, our viewers wondering whether the worker received the vaccine at all. Now, for comparison, here is a look at one of the other injections administered just moments later to a woman. And you can see this plunger is clearly pushed down all the way. And then when we show them to you side by side, you might notice a difference. KTSM reached out to UMC for comment this evening and shared the raw footage that we captured today. A spokesperson maintains all five healthcare workers were given full doses of the vaccine, but the hospital is taking a closer look at our video.
Man, look at how these globalists bend over backwards to lie to us and sell us on their crap. It came out 10 years ago in the London Guardian that the rich Chinese, the rich Brits, the rich Germans, and others get clean vaccines. And those still have side effects. So joining us is Jamie Icke. Next segment, got a big new film out you can find at iconic.com. And as soon as it's out and available, we'll be posting it at band.video. They provided it to us, but we're having trouble getting it uploaded. It doesn't matter. It's a great new film named Informed Consent. David Icke has been on fire even more than usual. And this is a very important film to fight against this great tyranny that is coming down upon us right now. So we'll go to break. We'll come back with that. But let me go ahead and go back here a few minutes. And let me get to Tennessee with the nurse taking the vaccine, collapsing a few minutes later. Because, let's go ahead and roll the audio and the video that actually happened.
Was in that group. About
so, all of my staff, we are excited to get the vaccine, we are in the COVID unit, so therefore, my team will be getting first chances to get the vaccine. And I know that it's really... I'm sorry, I'm feeling really dizzy.
It's okay.
There's a big change happening now.
I'm sorry.
Die. Your cells are being taken over. You'll never have children. Goodbye. Ah, Bill Gates loves you. Oh, the power we do it out in the open. They love it. We kill them openly. Oh, it's so liberal. Ah, just like the babies and their brains and the autistic. Oh.
Of course, they give these to the babies. We ought to cue that up for later. Nurses have reported, it came in the medical journals, they give babies vaccines and they convulse and die, so then they defibrillate them. And the bioethics board say, go ahead and kill them. They give them a shot, they die, then they resuscitate them. Because it's liberal. It's liberal. Like Tim Cook's death camps that Apple runs in China. It's liberal. And no one's going to do anything about it. You're going to submit. You're going to take your mRNA vaccine. You're going to have horrible cancer and die and love it, okay? Remember, be liberal. You're a white supremacist if you don't take the shot and die, especially if you're black. Take your shots. Say bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Receiving this transmission, you truly are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, a guy that's really helped his father boost his reach and an amazing job is Jamie Icke. Is a English filmmaker and founder of the online TV channel Iconic.com, I-C-K-O-N-I-C.com. Launched November 2019 under the strap line of Iconic, the alternative. What Jamie plans to do with Iconic is to bring alternative views, opinions, research, and discussion to the mainstream and bring mainstream production values and quality alternative and edgy content. He's been posting a lot of great work at Bandai Video. 2020, Jamie released two films, Unnatural in July, which looks like the connections between wireless radiation and the variety of health and social problems. The second film, Informed Consent, dropping today, released again in December, is now available and covers the subject of vaccines, their history, safety, or lack of safety, and what the upcoming COVID vaccine could mean for you and the rest of the world. Iconic.com. All right, we'll play your trailer next segment. I know the film's dropping today. People can find it at Iconic.com. Later, it'll be posted to Bandai Video. But, man, I tell you, this stuff is out in the open now. Your dad saying it was false testing 10 months ago. Now even the inventors of it saying it's false testing. What an insane time. You've got the floor. What do you want to impart to folks about what's happening?
Well, I think, as you say, it's an absolutely crazy time. I think it's a time that people like yourself, people like my dad, Ron Paul, all these people that have been speaking about what's happening now for years, it's a time that you've warned about and you've warned about and you've warned about and now it's here, and I think for myself, being quite a young person, I'm only 28, I've been staggered by the reaction to what's happening with my generation. I think, I guess I was a bit more optimistic about my generation. I thought we had a bit more nous than we have. I thought we'd have seen through the lies and the deception of what's happened. And in the last 6 or 7 months, the amount of times I've thought to myself that when this happens, people will see it. When this happens, people will start to see through this. And I've been quite disappointed that people haven't seemed to have seen through it yet. And that's the main reason behind making the film that you've mentioned, is giving people a tool that they can go to when they want to have a bit of a discussion on vaccines and they want some balance. They don't just want to hear the propaganda that they're going to hear from the mainstream media, which is that vaccines are brilliant and there's no risk and there's no potential side effects and there's not another side to the story that you should hear. When, as you know, yourself and other people know, there's so many stories you hear of side effects of, you know, in very extreme cases, you know, death as a result of vaccines. So there's two sides to the story. And I felt that particularly at this time, there really needed to be something else out there that showed that other side.
Oh, you're definitely striking while the iron is hot. And of course, you're being somewhat conservative about this. This is foreign multinational corporations, mainly based in China, who have a eugenics background, some like Bayer Nazi backgrounds, that want to put in your body something they admit changes all your DNA, then they have liability protection if you get hurt. And they make money off of it. I mean, and they're using this as a political system to control us and have a world ID. I mean, this is about as evil as it gets.
It is, and I think that possibly is the problem when you speak to everyday people on the street. I don't think they can quite comprehend how evil some people are. I don't think they can quite get their head around why people would want to do that. I mean, you look at someone like Bill Gates, that obviously we know is well behind this, behind a lot of it. He's a multi-billionaire. Why would he be concerned with controlling the world? Why shouldn't he just go and enjoy his money? I think that's a big issue that people like us have, is I guess convincing people that, yeah, there really is people out there that are that evil. They do want your DNA. They do want control of your kids, control of your mind, and they won't stop until they get it. And they're not going to stop until we stand up as a race, as a species, and stop them. I mean, I've heard so many times through this, I'm sure you have as well, you've been asked the question, is when does this end? And the simple answer to that is it ends when we stop doing it. Ends when we stop allowing them to control us. You know, a bully will
only
bully.
That's basically a Thomas Jefferson quote. He was asked, how bad will tyrants get? How bad will they, how far will they push? And he said, exactly as far as you let them.
Yeah, absolutely. A bully will only bully you until you hit them back. And that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. We need to beat them at their own game, which is they've spent years. I mean, you've obviously seen this in America at the moment. They've spent years trying to polarize people, trying to divide people, divide and rule, divide and conquer, black against white, gay against straight, men against women. And because they're absolutely terrified that when we put down those fault lines and realize that, okay, there may be differences between us, and that's great, because if everyone was the same, the world would be pretty boring. But they're after every single one of us. And until we stand together, they're still going to be able to do that. So it's time for us to stand together. I mean, I don't know. I think you've been at some protests in America as well, haven't you, Alex? But I've been at some here in the UK. And the diversity of people there is every single walk of life that can see through this, that wants to stand up.
We have huge gun rallies, anti-vaccine rallies, all of it. The most diverse crowds ever. And that scares the hell out of the establishment.
Yeah, those fault lines that they've tried to put in place, they've tried so hard through the years to put them in place. And they're trying to get even more minute fault lines between people and smaller groups, because they're terrified of people standing together, because when they do, their game's up.
And let's explain that. They claim they're liberals and want racial unity and all this, but now they're making the colleges black, white, segregated, Christian, Muslim, segregated. The truth is they're creating division and hatred. They're creating the separation on record. I mean, they are the opposite of Martin Luther King.
They are, yeah. It's reverse racism. It's reverse racism, because when you're putting anyone into any kind of category because of their race or their gender or whatever it is, you're identifying them with that gender or that race, rather than just looking at them as a person. You know, as you say, Martin Luther King, judge someone by the content of their character, not the color of their skin, and that goes both ways. And like you say there, they're segregating people. The colleges and the universities, that seems to be where it's starting, and in the schools. And as I said in the film, is what are the people that are going through those institutions? They're the adults of tomorrow, and they're the people they want. When their system's full-blown in, they want these people to have been brought up through their formative years believing this is normal. That's why they've got kids in school wearing masks. So when they get to 15, 16, 17 and become adults, they think this is normal.
They think taking forced inoculations or tattling on their neighbors. This is an authoritarian revolution. Your film fights it. Your dad thinks there's a global awakening. I do, too. But you're saying you're actually disappointed. I mean, you think the enemy's winning?
No, I mean, I don't really know, to be honest. I've been very, very encouraged by the type of people that are standing up against this. I think it's just the younger people. And I guess it's because there's the talk of obviously restrictions for if you don't have the vaccine, not being able to travel, not being able to go out, go to work, go to restaurants. And I think what they've tried to do in the last 7-8 months is just break people's will, get you to the point that you just go, you know what, I don't want a vaccine, but if I can have my life back, then here's my arm.
You just said it. They know they said you've got to do it now, there'd be a rebellion, we beat it. But no, you got to do this, maybe not. Well, we want you to. They're getting the idea out there to condition people.
Yeah, they are. They leak stuff in the press all the time. The Prime Minister here in the UK has said today, I hope there's not going to be a third lockdown. That's him telling you that there is going to be a third lockdown. He's just warning you. He's planting that seed.
Because it never ends. The lockdown, they admit at the UN level, never ends. When you call these crooks out for what they are, a diabolical group of devils. Stay there. We got Jamie Icke here, and obviously, you know, we get big filmmakers on talking about their films. We got to talk about his dad stuff, too. What's it like with David Icke being your dad? I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and banned on video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But We're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves in the next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products, and then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. David Icke's son, great filmmaker, is here with us. He's made an amazing new film. I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen the trailer. It looks amazing. I've seen his last film. It's incredible. He's going to be posting it at van.video. It's already been posted on the website, iconic.com, I-C-K-O-N-I-C.com. You need to share it with folks. I know you know all about this, but others don't. But just going back to where we were, just during the break, I went and got a cup of coffee. And somebody switched it from Fox to CNN in the coffee room. And they've got, I guess it's Sanjay Gupta's son, I think. I heard him say that, but I was halfway, and I went, huh? And then he's like, speaking of people's sons, he's like, it may not protect you from transmission, so you've always got to wear your mask, and it doesn't really protect you from COVID either, but it's the best thing to do. And doctor, do we really, how long does it last? Well, we think 6 months immunity, which is what Gates said. It's the perfect thing. They could never make a vaccine for the common cold. So by doing this, it's a problem they can never fix. It just goes on and on. And now they're saying the masks never come off, all of this. But I know people, friends of mine,
that are like, just wear your mask a few months, it'll go away. Here we are 10 months later. And they had candy bowls at their office. I visit this person sometimes. I'm in business with them. And I go, where are the candy bowls? Well, people reach in the candy and they spread it. Because, you know, infection's up. Yeah, but death's not. It's all a giant fraud. So continue and then introduce the trailer to us for informed consent, because this is really all about the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And the whole point of the film is to provide some balance. Because, you know, when you watch CNN, you watch Fox, you watch the BBC over here in the UK, as I said right at the top of the interview, is you only hear one side. You don't hear both sides. When, you know, I've sat opposite parents making this film who have lost their children, you know, and being called an anti-vaxxer is a slur. It's become the new conspiracy theorist. It's a slur they use to have a go at people and to make and belittle people that want to question vaccines. Well, these women are sat opposite. They're not anti-vaxxers because they did what they were told. They did what their doctor suggested for them and what they thought was the best interest of their child. And then look at what happened. Two of them lost their sons, and one of them, whose son is heavily disabled. And when you've sat opposite and you've listened to their stories, you've listened to, you know, what happened in the lead up to that when they were asked, you know, is there any side effects to this? No, there's none. And then you listen to what happened afterwards when they said, look, they had a vaccine, the MMR, 10 days ago. And you say 10 days is when the measles bit kicks in. And is this not a bit of a coincidence that my son's been having this today? No, definitely not the vaccine. And then they're completely dismissed. And these stories
again,
are not
that's
told.
The gaslighting. Why do you think they're pushing such an expansion of even more dangerous injectables they call vaccines? The UN last December said, everybody's waking up. It's hurting people. Doctors don't believe it. It's killing people. We know there's making people sick. We got to stop the vaccines. And all of a sudden, COVID busts on the scene. I see them as losing their fight. So now they've launched this as a desperate smokescreen to legitimize the crimes they've already committed.
I agree. Totally agree, Alex. I think it's a Hail Mary, because I think they know that they're losing this battle. And as I said this, I've done a couple of speeches.
Yeah, Bill Gates has been running over 20 countries for kids dying from his vaccines and getting polio from it. So it's a Hail Mary. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I'm sure you knew people like this as well. At the start of this, in February time, you'd have considered pretty rational, relatively intelligent people, critical thinking people. Inject the fear and the propaganda that's been put in by the mainstream, and they've crumbled. And I think that's a lot behind this. If a year ago they'd have come out and said, by the way, there's a vaccine that everyone needs to have, most people would have said no. But all of a sudden you chuck in all this propaganda, all this fear, all this scaremongering, and people have just sat back and gone, yeah, okay, anything to end this. And I think that's
exactly
what
they think the lockdown's in, but now in the fine print they're going, it never ends. No, sorry.
It does never end. Does never end. I saw something online the other day that said anyone that believes that the quicker you give your rights away, the quicker you get your freedoms back, has never read a single history book. And that's very true. You look at the regimes where people have given up their rights, given up their guns, you know, Stalin in Russia, Mao in China. Look what's happened to those people. You know, the fact that...
But Jamie, what I'm saying is that Bill Gates and Fauci and the UN said the mask never come off. They say the vaccine won't protect you. They just say it's a new regime, it's our God, and everything must be seen through the template of medical health services taking our rights away. And this is just fantastical evil.
It is. It's all part of the greater good, what they're calling the greater good. And I think what they've done very cleverly with the masks is, because, you know, you research these masks for 30 seconds, you realize that they're absolutely useless at blocking any kind of particles that would contain a virus. But what they've done is they've not made it about you. They've made it about other people. Wear a mask to protect other people. Wear a mask to protect your grandma. Wear a mask to protect your friends.
You're a hero. Do it when you're really supporting the lockdown that starves millions. You're now a Nazi killer, like a Nazi armband, but you feel like a hero.
Exactly. They've done it very cleverly, because it's appealed to that psychology in people that you want to do right by other people. You don't want to be considered selfish. So many people that I know, obviously, because of the friendship group that I have, is they don't, you know, follow any of this. They won't wear masks. But a lot of people that I know that do, don't do it because they want to. They do it because they want an easy life. They don't want to be confronted in the shop. They don't want to have an argument with somebody. And I think that's probably why the majority of people wear them. It's not because they want to, or because they feel that they're actually protecting themselves or protecting anyone else.
I agree. So how do we counter with films like yours, which we'll play a trailer of in a moment, but also letting Bill Gates and the globalists know, well, you may claim you get government to give you liability protection, But you're going to be held accountable one way or the other for the vicious physical attacks you visit upon us. Let's go ahead and play the 3-minute trailer. We'll come back with Jamie Icke, the new film, Informed Consent. Stay with us. Here is the trailer.
Americans debate whether to roll up their sleeve for the COVID vaccine. Manufacturers are trying to build trust.
Mr. Deputy Speaker, we all know, though, that over the long term, the best solution to this crisis would be a vaccine.
First, researchers need to develop a candidate vaccine. This can take years. Vaccines kickstart the immune system by teaching our bodies to recognize the virus.
The Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program was created to cover damage caused by treatments for pandemics and security threats such as H1N1.
Well, I think that rather than having this extreme polarization, we just need to be able to talk.
Here in L.A., there are schools in which 20% of the students aren't vaccinated because parents here are more scared of gluten than they are of smallpox.
Tech companies are actually starting to fight anti-vaccination propaganda.
The Greater Good is a documentary challenging the scientific consensus that vaccines are safe. It's one of at least 5 films that Amazon apparently pulled from its popular streaming video service.
Because it's all these anti-vaxxers now, isn't it?
Well, Maria can tell you a little bit about how we've achieved it.
Well, yes, we've
changed a lot of our practices.
Contrary to popular belief in conventional wisdom, which says that vaccines are proven safe and effective, I haven't been able to find where they have been proven either safe or effective. And I think that there's a lot of research that needs to be done still.
These are the raw materials for a COVID-19 vaccine. Bags full of biological cells, soon to have an inactivated or dead virus added to them.
My doctor, who I love and admire, says to me every year, come October, you must get the flu vaccine. You must get the vaccine against pneumonia. I listen to my doctor, who I love and admire, who's been taking care of me for years. Should I instead listen to you and not take the flu vaccine?
I think people should hear both sides of the story. It should be out there, both sides of the story, and let people make their own mind up.
Gates Foundation is funding factories of 7 candidate vaccines.
President Trump says he is very confident there will be a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year.
And of course, with all the disasters from vaccines. And this film, as you have the trailer, points out that regular vaccines teach you how to defeat something that's out there. The new mRNA is just a mutagenic thing out of a science fiction movie. Jamie Icke, iconic.com, is our guest. We'll get him to spill his guts and cover everything he wants to hit when we go to break. And then we'll come back with the next hour with Dr. Nick Baggage on the other side before the war room with Owen Schroyer. I want to thank you all for your support and your prayers. The only way we stay on air is thanks to your support. And as Jamie was saying earlier, everything we warned of and warned of again is now here. Prepare for what comes next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You go to your grocery store, you go to the mall, you go to a restaurant. It's all the Kabuki Theater where the COVID is there.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Look at this latest tweet by Mitch. Communist China McConnell just received a safe-effective COVID vaccine following Tokyo government protocols. That means getting rid of Trump, COG. Vaccines are now how we beat the virus. Yes, not our immune systems, not vitamins and minerals, not sunlight, but vaccines. Now back to continue fighting for a rescue package, putting a lot more money for distribution. Yes, we're going to save you with vaccines, with masks, with clown outfits, and you get money from government now. Universal income. Wow. So disgusting. And the doctor wearing the whole seal and all them face masks. You know, it's also scary. But when 1.2 million people died in 2019 from tuberculosis, no one cared, no one checked, no one stopped at the border. And look, another guy in another clown outfit. Today, with confidence in science in the direction of the office of the attending physician, I received the COVID-19 vaccine. As the vaccine is being distributed, we must all continue to mask wearing, social distancing, and other science-based steps to save lives and crush the virus so they can all be heroes in the history books and deliver us into destruction. And Pence is on board, all the little scumbags. All right, Jamie Icke. What is it like having David Icke as your dad? He's so vindicated now. You're off making films. Your film looks pretty even, you know, to me, like trying to show both sides. I don't know how you show both sides when, you know, the other side is so bad, but I get it. It's a way to get people in that are skeptics. What else would you like to add, my friend?
Well, yeah, growing up with him as a dad's been incredible. I've been brought up with the that desire and that passion for knowledge and that passion to want to know the truth, and that you don't just accept something somebody tells you because somebody in a, I'll say a shirt and a tie, I'm wearing a shirt and tie on, trying to play the part, but just because somebody in a shirt and a tie tells you it, or someone in an authority figure, a teacher, or part of the government, or someone or a doctor tells you that something is how it is, don't just believe them. Do your own research. Always go with your gut. Go with what feels right to you. And without that, I wouldn't have been doing what I'm doing now. And I'm sure my brother Gareth feels the same. He wouldn't be doing what he's doing now without that. So it was an incredible journey. And through starting to make films and make content, he's been incredibly supportive, which has been fantastic, obviously, because of his background in the media previous to starting to do what he does now, that the knowledge and the understanding he's got of this industry to pass on wisdom and experience has been absolutely incredible. So, yeah, it's been great. And much respect to people like him and yourself that have been on this journey for so long. And warning about these days that you probably hoped we'd head off before it actually got here. But I think, sadly, it's had to get so bad for enough people to see it's bad.
Yeah, but look, I've been ahead of your dad on a few things, but not many. I mean, you're, what'd you say, 37?
28.
Okay, I was misheard earlier. Okay, so your dad's been on air exposing the New World Order longer than you've been alive. He's been around about 30 years. Before that, big BBC host and, you know, a famous soccer gully before that, and the head of the Green Party, all of it. So you're 28. Your dad's been around about 30 years. I've been around about 27. And he came out this year in February and said there is no virus, it's fake testing. And I said, well, David, I get they're exaggerating it, but now it's come out, almost all of it's fake testing. I mean, he trailblazed. It's not about kissing ass, it's about kissing the truth. He literally, this year, blew me away. I respected him 25 years ago. I thought he was a great guy 20 years ago. 15 years ago, I loved him. 10 years ago, I thought, well, he's right about 90%. Now, my jaw is dropped. Oh, now, he got way ahead of me on this COVID thing. How the hell did he guess, or how did he know 11 months ago all of this before anybody else?
I think when you look at how it came about all of a sudden from nowhere, he's got a phrase that he's talked about for his books through the years, which is when something comes out of nowhere and suddenly it's everywhere, it's the agenda. And from nowhere, a few people got sick in Wuhan, and then next thing you know, the rest all around the world, all of a sudden, all the same things are happening.
So he knows the PR rollout when he sees one.
Yeah, it's like someone's just put, like you say, a PR rollout. This is what's going on out to all the governments around the world, and they've all done exactly the same thing. That's where I really find it frustrating with people still put the argument forward that this is just incompetence. It's government incompetence. All right, if one country was doing that, maybe that argument would wash a little bit. But every country around the world, with the exception of Sweden, although they've gone back recently, were doing exactly the same thing. They're all locking their people down.
Well, I was going to say, doesn't it show it's a one world government? They admit they're going to use this for the Great Reset world government.
Well, it is, exactly. The World Health Organization dictate policy to most countries, so you don't need to control many people in order to control the policy. And the fact that you've got people like Bill Gates who have absolutely no medical experience, they run software companies, get in private meetings with prime ministers as they had here in Britain to discuss the vaccine rollout strategy. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, it's worse than that. Just so you know, a month ago, your prime minister said, Boris Johnson, that we've got the G8 this year rotating. So we're going to basically have Bill Gates tell me what to do. He'll be the unofficial head of the G8 on the vaccine rollout. What the hell? He's not just our doctor. He's our elected official now.
He is, and he's the guy that wants to control the world's population through vaccines. And also, you know, there's a lot of evidence to show he was pretty close with Jeffrey Epstein. And then we're wanting to take a policy from him. We're expected to get a vaccine that he's the poster boy for and think it's in our best interests. I mean, I can't comprehend how anyone could look at that and think that's a good idea.
Well, here's the thing, Jamie. We see their defense mechanism. Epstein, a bunch of his ops are busted. Gates is in trouble. And then suddenly a virus comes out. The UN activates. The media activates. They lock us down. He's our doctor. He's our politician. He runs the G8 countries. The Canadian prime minister said he's going to run what we do. They're all saying Bill Gates runs us. This is their defense, is lock us down, bankrupt us, to divert us off of what they're really up to. So really, this shows their desperation.
Yeah, it does show their desperation because they know that there is growing numbers of people now around the world that are seeing through this. I think a lot of young people look at the world prior to the pandemic, they look at the world and think, I don't like the direction this is heading. It's not heading in a direction that I want to live in. And there was a big, big kind of feeling of wanting a change. And I think they've sensed that. They've sensed that and they've started to panic. It's towards the end of the game and they feel like their lead is, it's diminishing. So they've thrown that final big kitchen sink to try and get what they want to get over the line, because there's no going back to normal after this. I think I said this very early on in the pandemic. This is not a situation now where you can have a score draw and it kind of goes back to somewhat how it was. We either win this war or they win this war. There's no middle ground anymore.
That's right. The war is now. The war is here. And listen, they're failing on a lot of fronts. The awakening is so gigantic. I see the crowds, your dad, hundreds of thousands. We're getting those as well. We just have to keep fighting, keep exposing, and letting doctors and nurses that intimidate people to take vaccines. I don't care if you have liability protection. I'm going to hold you responsible. Sign a form saying it. They won't do it. And the average doctor and nurse will not take it. I've had 4 children. About the second one, when I would refuse vaccines, the nurses would call me aside. They'd go, we give shots to newborn babies. A lot of them die. A lot of them have, that's why infant mortality's way up. And now that's in the news. So almost none of them agree either. This is a paper tiger.
It is, but sadly, very few of them speak out. What I've noticed, and I'm sure you noticed this too, with what you do, is when you start talking about certain things, all of a sudden, a barrage of people that have been through exactly the same thing contact you. As soon as we put out a trailer for another trailer, that not the one that you showed, which was a story of a mother called Amanda, and her son had the MMR and he died after 10 days afterwards. Once we put that trailer up, her telling that story, the amount of messages and emails that me and my team got of people telling exactly the same story. And that's why they don't want us talking about this subject. I mean, yeah, that image you've got up now, that absolutely made my blood boil earlier on when I saw that. Because it's the kids they want. It's the kids they want because they're the adults of tomorrow. And when you see what the destruction and the devastation that vaccines have caused, and they're the ones that took 15 years to develop have caused, then you have one that's taken 6 months for a virus that they claim they don't understand. There's flimsy evidence whether it actually exists. Now they're saying it's mutating. They're saying that the immunization might only last 6 months, but actually you still have to wear a mask, you still have to social distance. It's just none of it makes any sense.
And well, that's right. They are preparing you for a crisis so big it implodes the world economy, and then so many doctors and lawyers and nurses are involved. They all then join the cover-up because they've now been implicated. This is what you call a giant corruption tar baby event. Jamie Icke, join us again. I'm impressed with your work. Please come on with Owen Schroyer and the other shows we have here at the InfoWars Network, iconic.com, iconic.com. And we also have a great David Icke section at band.video. We salute you, and we salute the rest of your family, and we thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on. Take care of yourself. Have a great holiday.
Thank you, brother. We are the human resistance. All right. I got a lot of callers we had to get rid of, but I kept Ron and Kathy on hold to get to you ahead of Dr. Nick Baggage taking over. History's happening now. This is the InfoWar. Thank you for keeping us on the air.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.